Mission Network News 4.5 minute version for Thursday, June 16, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. A Gospel for Asia church survives another attack. Technology advances global Bible translation work, and Christian radio is reaching out to a people group in China and Central Asia. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. India's Manipur state tops our news today. Gospel for Asia's K.P. Yohannan says yet another devastating attack hit a church under construction 3 weeks ago. This makes the fourth attempt to destroy the building this year, but this one included a hail of bullets. No one was hurt, but Yohannan observes, as the severity of the attacks grow, so too does the determination of the church body.
They are just about to put the roof on it because they were building it 24 hours non-stop, all the believers, kids, wife, everybody there. And they are determined to put the roof and have the dedication of the church no matter what happens within a week.
It's a power struggle. Yohannan explains that the upper caste Brahmin are threatened by the Dalits' turn to Christianity.
All this kind of boils down to the fact that they need to annihilate or remove, destroy the Christians and the church from there. But you know the strange thing, the more they were opposing this particular church, the more conversions and baptism was taking place.
Next, while Kazakhstan's proposed religion law could limit outreach to children, Slavic Gospel Association is moving forward with summer camps there. SGA plans to reach more than 6,000 youth in five countries in the former Soviet Union. SGA's Joel Griffith.
It's still really too early to tell in Kazakhstan what will happen. Go back to Russia when that original religion law was passed. There were some rather dire predictions. Well, it got passed, but by and large, incidences of what I would call real oppression have been somewhat sporadic and regional.
Griffith thinks everyone's being hurt by the government's fear of the spread of radical Islam. He believes these laws are being proposed for that reason, but believers are relying on God.
It definitely bears watching, it definitely bears prayer, but we serve a sovereign God who opens and closes doors as He wills. The churches we serve there, they're trusting in God to get the gospel out no matter what happens.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Advancements in technology are making global scripture distribution a reality. The World Bible Translation Center is hoping for success following the launch of the Arabic New Testament Talking Bible Project. The center is still raising funds not only for the Arabic project, but also for future language projects. The staff is working within Egypt, Sudan, and other Arabic-speaking countries, delivering New Testaments, Bibles, scripture portions, CD-ROMs, and digital recording devices. Pray for their safety. Next, Transworld Radio has been broadcasting into China since 1977 in the major language of Mandarin. Now, TWR is reaching another people group not yet reached with the good news of Christ. TWR's Gary Whitmore.
There's 9 million Uyghurs out in the far northwest part of China, actually called in the Xinjiang Autonomous Region of northwest China. The book Operation China talks about there's only about 50 Christians in the Uyghurs in northwest China.
TWR isn't only broadcasting to them in China. Last month, they went on the air on an AM station in Central Asia. Whitmore says radio can play a vital role in reaching them.
Half the Uyghurs are illiterate. Only probably half the Uyghurs in China can speak Mandarin. So we think it's very, very important for them to be able to hear the gospel in their own language. And since they're in a part of the world where it's very, very difficult for them to hear, and especially, you know, for people on the ground being able to share with them.
And Medical Ambassadors International is branching ministry into Guatemala. MAI's Dr. Hugo Gomez has been meeting for some time with the Guatemalan Health Department, the leading university, and the Evangelical Alliance on a national health initiative called Rescue Guatemala. As a result, they've decided to use community health evangelism as the rescue plan. CHE is soon to be launched nationwide. Pray as this is an opportunity to transform a nation for Christ. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is now offering church bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news that can help motivate people for missions in your church. For information, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.